The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Are you part of a family in crisis? Whether your troubles are acute, like a suddenly uncovered affair, an arrest, or financial collapse, or chronic, with the kind of pressure that slowly grinds loving hearts into dust, it's time to be encouraged, because this is your place for healing. Welcome to Heart Menders, where we help you see what's poisoning your relationships and give you the universal antidote. Now, here's the host of Heart Menders, Carol Gordon.
Good morning, News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guest again today is Linda Caswell of Concerned Women of America. She's the state director for Oklahoma, and she was very helpful in telling us about that organization last week. And this week, she's going to tell us something of what brought her to this place in life. She shared a little about that. But the Lord has given her a personal dream, too, and she's going to tell us about that. So, Linda, you can start at either one of those points and tell us where we're going from here.
Okay. Well, first of all, again, with Concerned Women for America, one of the areas that we're working on is raising an awareness about sex trafficking and prostitution. And last October, I attended a seminar given by Dr. Janice Krauss, who is our expert at CWA, about sex trafficking and human trafficking. And at that time, I became very interested in the problem of sex trafficking. And so as I go around the state to talk to different groups, I mention this because it's so important. And sometimes in Oklahoma, we think that because we're in the middle of the Bible Belt, that it's not going on, but it is going on. And in fact, a couple of years ago, they arrested someone who had a sex trafficking operation going on here in Oklahoma City and in Austin. And I, from what I understand, he's now in prison. And as I go along and find out more about what's going on in the sex trafficking world, there are more things coming up in Oklahoma. But years ago, before I came to know the Lord, I was addicted to alcohol and drugs. And part of the downward spiral is getting into other sins, because that's what it is. It's a sin. But there's a deceit that's there. And so not only did I have an abortion, but I ended up getting into prostitution. And it wasn't the type where you think of being out on the streets. It's actually more deceptive, because I was one of the ones who was what they call a functioning alcoholic. And I was managing a hotel and a restaurant in the French Quarter in New Orleans. But along with that came the prostitution. And I would fly all over the United States with these different millionaires. And I was coming to the point where I was beginning to actually set up other women to be with these men. And it's hard to see that there's a problem when you have money like that coming in and you're not out on the street. It's harder to reach those women, because there's some kind of glory in it at first, although you pay a price. And it may not be physical abuse, but it is certainly mental and emotional abuse. And I was in that lifestyle for 7 years. So I know what it's like to have gone through that, to have that addiction, to feel the degradation that is involved in prostitution. And now God's taking a bad thing and turning it into a good thing. We are beginning to have a ministry called the Hadassah House, and we will be helping women who are coming out of prostitution and sex trafficking, women and children, here in Oklahoma City. And we're hoping that it'll be able to affect people in different areas, too, because there's nothing like this in the United States. I've tried to get statistics to see what we could do to help what worked and what didn't work, and there's nothing.
So you're a pilot program. Well, I think everybody is aware that those the prostitution happens. There may be some of our listeners that are not aware of the other part that you spoke about children. And tell us about the trafficking that involves children.
Okay. We have children who are trafficked from other countries, and we also have children who are trafficked from state to state who are American citizens. And what they do in the other countries is they're either the parents sell their children for the money or they're kidnapped. And these kids are all under the age of 18. Actually, the average age for prostitution is 11 or 12, including in the United States. So overseas, they get a hold of these kids, and I just found out recently that they usually have a woman who becomes a mother figure to them, and once this woman gains the trust of these children, she sends a man in to rape them to give them experience for when they come over here.
Oh.
And they get them overseas, get them over to the United States or in another country that's developed, like England or someplace. And these children a lot of times are told that they will get a job in a daycare center, something that's legitimate. So they get them over here, and they take away all of their identity. They take away their passports, and they usually severely beat them up to where they're afraid to say anything. And they are moved every 2 to 3 weeks from place to place. So not only do they not know the language, they don't know where they're at, and they always have someone with them. They're never left alone. And they service up to 25 to 30 men a day. They're told that they have to pay a debt off for their transportation, and they don't know that. Even if they're young women, if they're adult women, they're uneducated, so they have no idea that that's illegal.
That is so tragic. If you're just turning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guest today is Linda Caswell, presently State Director for Oklahoma of the Concerned Women of America and future founder of Hadassah House, where she has a heart to help these women and young women who are coming out of the lifestyle, some who have gotten into it almost in a criminal way by criminals who are doing this to them. This is just tragic, Linda. And as so many people turn a blind eye, I have no idea that this is happening. There's been some things on TV in the last year or so that spoke about this, but even 5 years ago, you never heard anything about this. But it's not because it wasn't there. It's just because it wasn't exposed. And so the Lord is the one who exposes things.
Yes.
So that they can be healed. And I'm so grateful. I know He's going to help you with this, and so that you will know how to bring these deeply, deeply wounded people back to wholeness as you've been brought back to wholeness yourself.
And we have children in the United States who are being transported from state to state because these traffickers know how to pick out young girls in malls or different public places, and they know how to spot them. They're usually young girls who have come from a bad situation at home. Maybe they've been physically molested or abused in other ways. And so they do the same thing to the American girls, except they say, oh, I'm in love with you, you know, whatever it takes to make them believe what they're saying. And then they take them across the state line. They do the same thing to them, and they take away whatever ID they had, and they beat them up. And it's the same type of situation. So they're never alone. You might be working in a store, and you may see someone who's sex trafficked and not even know it. But they always have someone who's with them, and they never have any choice about where they go or what they do.
Yes. If a person was to suspect that someone in their, you know, sphere of influence, where they go or places they go often, that they were seeing someone like this, what would a person do? Would they call the police? What would that be something they should do?
I have a number here that you can call.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the Trafficking Information and Referral Hotline. And the number is 1-888-373-7888. And they can guide you.
Okay.
In that area.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Because I know, you know, there's different places that you go that you see things that look suspicious. Just seeing somebody in Walmart that's having a fight, you know,
yes.
You can tell the tension and they're having a hard time. I'll just step aside and pray. Mm-hmm. I may not talk to them, but I can certainly cover them in prayer. But some things like this, you might want to take another step if you suspected something. You might want to get a license plate number, mm-hmm. and turn that in, or so it can be investigated. It doesn't mean it's, you know, they're going to, people would be investigating those leads, would they not?
Yes. Or like you said, you could call, get mm-hmm. a hold of the police and talk to them too,
right.
And say that you suspect something that's going on. We actually have started a coalition here that CWA is a part of, and Hadassah House, which is, by the way, it's an individual thing that my husband and I are doing. And the coalition is going to be called Oklahomans Against Trafficking Humans. The acronym is OATH. And we just started that about 2 months ago, where we're going to be working with legislators to get some funding to train law enforcement officers in how to identify sex traffic victims, and health care professionals and social service workers.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It's so wonderful to know when there is a huge problem that there are people working on it. The Lord is leading and guiding, because His mercy endures forever.
Yes.
No matter how much sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And we're so thankful for that. Well, we're going to a break right now. I'm Carol Gordon with Linda Caswell. You're listening to Heart Menders on News Radio 1000 KTOK. On News Radio 1000 KTOK, Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and we're talking today with Linda Caswell about her plans for Hadassah House here in Oklahoma City. She told us earlier that will be a residential program for women who are coming out of prostitution, women and young girls. If you're not familiar with the name Hadassah, it's the Hebrew version of Esther. It was her name before she was taken into the harem of the king. And the same sort of thing happened to her. We don't know how the sex trafficking has been going on throughout the entire history of the world. Because the king made an edict, they went out and rounded up all the young girls. There was no choice. Now, they treated them very well. They didn't beat them up like they do now. But they did change their names, change their identity, so to speak. And most of them just were there forever. That was the rest of their history. Even if they got to go to the king one night, that was it. Esther, of course, the Lord raised her up to set her people free.
Yes.
And I'm just excited on how God is using Linda in a redemptive process in her own life, turning her to where she is helping other people and has plans to do more of that. Go on about your Hadassah house, Linda.
Yeah, I'm really excited about what God's doing in that area, too. And I just now thought about David and Bathsheba. It was the same thing. Bathsheba did not have a choice, but she had to go to the king because
exactly.
She could have been killed.
Exactly.
If she would have not followed through with his orders. So,
right.
But the one thing I did want, one of the things I wanted to say was that a lot of times people think that these women are in prostitution, especially those out on the street, because they want to be, but they're not. Because in most cases, if you really look around, even on the street, somewhere you're going to see a pimp, even if it's a block or two away. And they're being forced into doing what they're doing. And in sex trafficking and prostitution, there's that veil of alcohol and drugs. And usually if they're not addicted to drugs, especially when they're sex trafficked, they will be soon, because that's one way that the traffickers keep them under control. And then they're starved a lot of times. They do not get the money, especially in the sex trafficking situations. The women don't get paid, even though they're servicing all these men. It all goes to the traffickers and the pimps. And that's why we're trying to get even stronger legislation to punish those who are the perpetrators.
Right.
And there was a bill that was passed this last session against human trafficking, and it's the first one in Oklahoma, and I'm really grateful that that has happened, and now we're going to be working on stronger penalties. But the Hadassah House is, like Carol said, it's named after Queen Esther. And what we plan on doing is have a 2-year program where the ladies will be able to come in for the first year, and they will not be working at that point because there's so much trauma that's happened. Those issues have to be taken care of. So we want to take care of what caused them to get into prostitution if they weren't sex trafficked. There's a little bit of difference there. But for those who've been out on the streets, we want to get to that problem first, and those who've been sex trafficked, because the drugs and alcohol, we have to cover that too, but that's really secondary to what happened to the ladies that led them into prostitution, whether it was neglect, molestation, or the force, like I said, of coming from another country. And those are issues we're going to be working on, so we're going to have licensed counselors and therapists, and then I'm checking into a program called Peer Counseling, and they actually have one in California for those who are strong enough and have come out of that lifestyle that they will be able to do lay counseling, but they'll still have that education in that area. So they can be one of the ones, maybe as a house mother or volunteering in different areas, to say, I know how you feel because I was there. So we want to have a mixture of professionals and lay people. And then we're also going to be setting up a program for HIV treatment and practical living classes, because a lot of these women, especially if they're caught in this web at a young age, they don't know how to live. They don't know how to parent. They don't know how to cook or budget, do any of those things. So in that first year, we'll be working in all of those areas and getting their education back on track and helping them to find jobs, some kind of job training. And then in the second year, it'll be transitioning into the workforce, but they'll still be under the umbrella of the ministry so that they can continue to receive counseling. And then they'll have to learn how to budget. And hopefully we're planning on working with some of them to get their children back if they have children.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd like to see a counseling program continue even after these 2 years. And
yes,
somewhere in between the transition, if they're not ready after the first year, then we want to have a leeway where we'll have some kind of a special counseling or setup for them, because it takes a long time to get over these things. And our main objective is faith-based, and we want them to know the Lord, because He's the way.
Oh, yes. He's the only one that can reach those deep heart issues.
I was immediately delivered from alcohol and drugs the day that I got saved, March 12th, 1991.
Hallelujah.
And
praise the Lord.
So that's our focus, is to get the ladies help, but there will be spiritual help included along with all the practical
issues.
Praise
the Lord. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host. My guest today is Linda Caswell, and we're talking about the dream the Lord has given her for Hadassah House, a recovery center for people that have been trapped in prostitution. Linda, we have just a couple more minutes. What else would you like to share? What your ultimate dream is that wouldn't be needed, I'm sure.
Yes.
But anything else you would like to share about Hadassah House in our last minute?
Well, we will need to have people who will be mentors one-on-one with the ladies. And we have churches who are coming together in different organizations. So I would ask people to pray. And if you really have something on your heart that God puts on your heart that you would like to help with the house, then you can get in touch with me. We are just beginning. We've just formed the board, and we're working on the infrastructure of the program. So we have a long way to go, but I believe that this will be a model for other people to begin to start different things to help the women and the children.
Oh, I'm sure. Because once there's a model, other people can duplicate that in other cities and other states, and that is so wonderful. Linda, I just appreciate your sharing with us about this. It's a wake-up call to people who weren't aware. You can learn more about Linda Caswell and Concerned Women of America and Hadassah House. Linda's phone number for Hadassah House is 405-414-6257. I know she would be glad to hear from anyone who is interested in this. There's not a website yet for Hadassah House, but there eventually will be.
Yes.
Heart Menders is here to encourage you to seek answers for your life. You can have all the help from heaven you'll pursue. You can expand your hope for a good family life and a restored life for yourself. Heart Menders has weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May. You can get details at heartmenders.org or by calling 495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We have other events and seminars as well. Remember, don't struggle alone. Call the same number for prayer support. And when you visit us at the website, click on the link for a free gift. Thank you so much, Linda, for sharing your wisdom with us today. I know you have given a lot of people a lot of things to think about, and I bless you on your mission, both at Concerned Women for America and Hadassah House. I want to thank our sponsors, Faith Fellowship Church and Meridian Nutrition, for helping us to reach you. I appreciate the help of our producer, Jeff Gullett. And thanks to you for listening today and having an open heart to receive new news and new insights. You are the reason for this broadcast. Your Heavenly Father cares that you see truth from His perspective and be blessed. I pray that you and those you love will find healing for your brokenness, light where you've had darkness, and truthful answers for life's challenging questions. I bless you and all your footsteps this week.